KFTO time 7:41. Good morning in Lake Park. Good morning in Lisbon, home of the Broncos. Thank you for making KFGO number one in the morning, number one all day long. KFTO morning crew, Doug Lear, Dan Michaels, and you need to try Fit Fuel Foods. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals that are low in carbs and added sugar, packed full of healthy fats and proteins, breakfast, soups, and entrees. They've got it all, everything you need, breakfast, soup, entrees, and even better than that, they're quick and fast, microwave and enjoy. Order online at fitfuelfoods.com or, hey, shop their grab-and-go cooler. It's in the Wellness District, West Fargo.
And Nicole Lynn, nurse practitioner, is in studio with us once again this morning. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I am wonderful.
You are such a studious person.
Yeah.
Because not only do you come in here and bring us all the facts and the insight, but then you actually go back and listen to some of the podcasts and go, hey, here's a point that I want to bring up.
Right.
Here's something that we need to reinforce. And we've been talking about cholesterol.
Right. Cholesterol. So, you know, I think a lot of times when people think about cholesterol, they see that as maybe one of the driving factors in heart disease. And in all reality, heart disease is a complex disease process. And it is, it isn't just cholesterol. It isn't just blood pressure. It isn't just insulin resistant. It's a multifactorial thing, but it's important that we do pay attention to each one of those things, because if you don't, you know what you're doing. You know, you can, it's like fixing one tire on the side of your car, and if you don't adjust the other one, you're still going to wobble down the road, right? So you do have to figure out all components when it comes to heart disease. And so cholesterol, last week we talked about it a little bit, and I wanted to revisit it, is in particular specifically what each of those numbers mean. We now understand from yesterday or last week's conversation that insulin resistance plays a big part of it, but what do those really numbers mean?
And what do they mean now?
Right.
Some people have high cholesterol numbers, but that's a combination of numbers. One of those numbers is actually fairly good, right?
Right, right. So, you know, when you think about a lipid panel, it's actually a very, it's just skimming the surface when you're trying to determine what your overall lipid health is. And there's more advanced testing. And unfortunately, a lot of times insurance companies won't cover it. I don't know why. It's just gives a lot more information. But that said, you always hear folks talk about their total cholesterol, and their total cholesterol really doesn't mean anything.
Cholesterol is climbing up and it's around 200, you know, don't panic, because
right.
one of those numbers is actually okay.
Right. Because your total cholesterol, all that is let's just say it's like 200. And that's only 200 milligrams of cholesterol in the blood, but it's not saying, is that coming from good cholesterol? Is that coming from bad cholesterol? It's just a total. So it really makes more sense to look at the individual particles. I know Doug last week said something to me about, oh, my total. And I'm like, I don't give a crap about your total. I want to know what your good cholesterol and your triglyceride numbers are, because those are going to be the indirect markers of whether or not you are setting yourself up for heart disease. And we, in women, want to see good cholesterol, which is the HDL number, and that's how I remember it. H for happy, good cholesterol in women. We want above 50, and in men, we want above 40. If you are low in those numbers, we need to lower our insulin level so that we can get that number up. The LDL cholesterol, so that guy's a whole nother topic, and maybe we'll talk about him next week, because there's multiple particles that come with the LDL cholesterol and different factors that play along with that. But in the LDL department, we want to see it under 100, and LDL is kind of taken on the bad rap in that it's the bad guy, and honestly, really, it isn't. It's the whole culminating factor. It is what the statin medication targets and does take care of. However, if you're not looking at the good cholesterol, your triglycerides, and you're just taking a statin to control your LDL, again, that's like fixing the tire on one side of the car. People are still maybe going to end up with a heart attack if they don't adjust the other things. And in your LDL, we want to see that under 100. And then the triglycerides, that's that three sugar fat made from simple sugars, carbs, and alcohol, not meat, eggs, and cheese. We want to see under 150 for overall best health, because he is the true bully of the bloodstream. Triglycerides are the guys that cause the inside damage of the blood vessel walls, and that's when the LDL then becomes a factor. And if you don't have enough good stuff to grab it off and carry it out, that's when we're at risk.
And does that does that cause the clogging of the arteries around your heart? Is that
that it can be a factor in addition to inflammation and other factors. So if you're a smoker, if you smoking is a big one, but inflammation in general, metabolic syndrome, if you have metabolic syndrome, that combination with cholesterol, heart, high blood pressure, all of those things are culminating factors. So I just named five different things that can be a cause of heart disease or a factor in heart disease. And like I said, you can't just adjust one. You have to address them all.
Okay. So you mentioned in there, you know, keeping your sugar content down a little bit. I've been trying to follow your advice, not the best in the world, but I did get my shipment of Magic Spoon. I tried it before, and it's delicious. And then we talked about a year ago, and we were talking about cereals,
right.
Talking about how they're all of them are full of sugar.
Right.
Well, Magic Spoon, and I'm not trying to, you know,
we're not plug promoting. Yeah, we're not promoting Magic Spoon, but it's a good stuff.
It's delicious.
Right.
Cereal,
right,
and it has no sugar and very little carbohydrates. It doesn't mess up your system. It
right.
tastes delicious,
right?
And we always talk about how, you know, Americans are just not going to consume stuff that's good for them
right.
if it doesn't taste good.
They're not going to eat it.
The only thing about this cereal is that it's like $10 a box,
yeah.
and you have to order it online.
Online, and it's a smaller box, but I think it then also helps you to portion control and measure out the portion size, because, you know, you just spent $10 on this box of cereal, so you're going to want to try to stretch it out. But I do like the Magic Spoon variety. Catalina Crunch is another great brand that
okay.
has a really good cereal for the morning, in that it has more fiber and more protein, so it helps with that glycemic rise. And they both taste great, and like you were saying, you don't get some of that GI upset that sometimes comes with sugar-free products because of the sugar alcohols in them.
Okay, and Rob Lowe was talking to me yesterday on TV about Atkins, and you know, I imagine
I was like, wow, you know Rob Lowe?
Yeah, right.
Here's naive me. I'm like, oh, you know Rob Lowe.
He was just talking at me. I was just listening. But, you know, Halloween is just around the
yes.
corner. I noticed the grocery stores already have their Halloween
gosh.
Displays up. Well, he was talking about Atkins chocolates yesterday, the peanut butter cups
right.
and stuff like that. Your thoughts on that kind of
their
sugar-free
indulgence
stuff?
Line. I actually recommend their indulgence line to patients quite often, especially when I got folks that really enjoy a sweet treat or a piece of candy. Their indulgence line is really pretty good. Their peanut butter cups are awesome. I like their pecan caramel cluster things. Those are great. And then they have a bar, and it kind of reminds me of what's the one with the peanut and the nougat, and they come in a red package.
Salted nut roll?
Yes,
okay.
Salted nut roll. It reminds me of a salted nut roll, but it's covered with a little bit of their version of chocolate on the top of it. And that one's my personal favorite from Atkins. But those are good. Because of what they use in their product for their sugar alcohol, they're not using sucralose, is something that we want to start to get away from. You want to look for those better sugar alcohols, like erythritol is the best, and then you've got monk fruit. A lot of times you'll find monk fruit and erythritol blended together, and stevia. Those are going to be your better sweeteners when it comes to getting away from sugar. And we have to remember that those types of things are tools. They're not something that I get it a lot with my patients. They're like, okay, I got to reduce all of the sugar. And so then they bring in all of these different products, and then they're causing themselves GI upset,
yeah.
or they can still influence one's blood sugar and insulin level. It depends on the individual, and you don't know if you're that individual unless you would test your blood sugar on a regular basis to know if you are somebody who's influenced by one type of product over another.
Okay, and you know, the neat thing about we're not saying we're going to pig out on that stuff,
right?
But if you are going without,
right.
and you're having a chocolate Jones,
that's a word.
You're
going
to go to the store,
right.
and you're going to pig down on something, and you're going to set yourself back a little bit. You're
right.
going to have a sugar spike. So, you know, this is neat to have that, because you can.
Yep.
Everybody can go so long, and then you gotta.
Right. Well, and that's kind of how I feel about Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and like your diet sodas in general too. Should all of that stuff be taken off of the supermarket shelf? Sure, because there's really nothing good about them. However, as you are trying to establish for yourself a lower carb lifestyle or trying to reduce the sugar in your life, it's a tool. Now, should we be drinking a 6-pack of Diet Pop a day? No. But I still have my Diet Pop every day at lunch. It just kind of gives me that sweet that I need after my lunch, and I'm good to go for the rest of the afternoon. I have tried to get away from it, but I don't have one every day, but most days you can about, Nicole's got a Coke Zero in her hand at lunchtime, but that's what they are. They're tools. It's just like the keto breads and the low carb breads. They're a great tool when you're trying to reduce your blood sugar and when you're trying to find that good substitute. But putting into life more of those whole foods, your whole proteins, your whole vegetables, your lower glycemic fruits. I feel like in America in general, we have this huge disconnect about what we eat and how we feel. And there was a great post about from Dr. Mark Hyman about that last week. And I posted it on the Fit Fuel Facebook page that a lot of times we don't realize, oh, I don't have energy. Well, why don't you have energy? Because you're putting junk fuel in. So that's why you got to eat Fit Fuel.
There you go. And Nicole, you were cooking this week, weren't you?
I am cooking this week. Today, we are down there. My personal excited meal that I am all excited about is barbecue pork meatballs with loaded cauliflower rice. So that one is going to be a good one. I'm excited about that one. The buffalo chicken wraps will be back in the freezer. All of this good stuff will be in there by Thursday. Right now, I got a coupon going. Use the code Labor Day and get 10% off of your order. It's on an online basis only. Our website is www.fitfuelfoods.com. You can find us on Facebook at Fit Fuel Foods and on Instagram at Fit Fuel Foods Fargo.
Nurse practitioner Nicole Lynn, Fit Fuel Foods, trying to make us all better. Nicole, thanks so very much. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Dan. You too.